I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dante, if I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's not good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the wall, and I'd like to give the information, asking for more, but blood makes noise. It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise, and I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, and this will be the last week that we're on this late. So, yes, you people on the East Coast and even in the Central Time Zone, you can rest easier because you're going to get to bed earlier. And, oh, that was an interesting sound. Sounds like a Slurpee coming through. Anyway, we're in hour number three, and I just want to remind everybody that we'll be starting next week's show with Doug Hagman as our featured guest at 5 p.m. Pacific and 8 p.m. Eastern. You can fill in the middle two time zone because I know all of you can do your math. I've arrived. Yes, Dave Hodges and the Common Sense Show has arrived. I have been attacked, and thanks to Roger Brown for sending this to me, by the Southern Poverty Law Center. And they're trying to say that I think that no kid should be in a public school. No, I basically said no kid should be in a public school that espouses the wrong values. There are some good public schools out there still. And I say that with caveats. And they go on to say that government schools, they're trying to quote me here, the government schools are conditioning our children to accept a lower standard of living and to pay tribute to the global elite through carbon taxes. Guilty. Yes, the environmental religion is alive and well, despite the fact that 36,000 scientists sent to President Obama. They sent him a list of things that were wrong with global warming and climate change theory. And we've had Tim Ball on to talk about this a number of times. But thank you. Southern Poverty Law Center. Yeah, isn't that George Soros' organization? It is. And who does George Soros support? Who do you give money to? NAMBLA. And speaking of our last guest, Monica Wazalowski, NAMBLA, the North American Man-Boy Love Association. Sex before eight or it's too late. That's their moniker phrase. Yeah, interesting. Maybe they should be writing more about that and not worrying about the valid criticisms that people like Alex Jones, who's also in this article, and yours truly, are levying against the automatic embracing of climate change as absolute fact, and if you don't believe in this fully, you're crazy. So, anyway, thank you to the Southern Poverty Law Center, because every time that one of these groups mentions me, our website hits go up dramatically. And speaking of the website, don't forget, if you haven't done so, go up to the website and register for our newsletter so you can get the latest in the show and news events around the world delivered directly to your email box. And no, we do not sell the email list. I don't have the technical expertise to do it, even if I wanted to. Well, we are now officially in our health segment, and we've got with us Katie Whalen. And, well, such a great discussion. Someday I'm going to hold your guys' feet to the fire. I'm going to have Annie and Katie out. They're going to talk about all the actors and actresses they know and how they know them. But that's another topic.
No, you're
for
not.
Another time. Oh, be quiet, Gidget.
Anyway,
I don't want to take too much time away from Katie's report. So, Katie, welcome. Let's get right down to it. What's new in the medical field?
Well, good evening, Dave and Annie and all the listeners. The health report tonight is going to be a little different, as I think it always is, but I'm going to go into essential oils tonight. And for the last few months I've been on the show, I haven't really touched on essential oils, and they're an incredible tool for self-healing, self-help. But the first thing I want to do is start out with why somebody would need them, and I'm going to give an example. This is my personal testimony from last week. So listen carefully, folks, because this probably happens in many homes every day. So last week I woke up and I had a sore throat. And I looked in the mirror, and there's little white spots, and it was hurting, and it was swollen. I thought, okay, strep. I mean, that's kind of a no-brainer. So I immediately went to work. I had all the oils with me. I have every oil that there is out there. So I had my little box of oils, and I pulled out. First thing I did was I started gargling with a blend of clove, eucalyptus. They used to call it thieves oil. So it's a blend of eucalyptus, clove, wild orange, rosemary, and it's a bacterial killer. So I gargled with that, and I also took some gel caps with that in it, took those every couple hours, and had a little, put a little oregano on the bottom of my feet every couple hours, and I was diffusing some of this blend, the clove and the orange. And pretty much within a couple hours, I started to notice a difference. By the next day, my throat was starting to heal. I mean, it was just, it was pretty much, there was just one little raw patch. So what I did was I started drinking a couple of drops of lavender and a couple of drops of frankincense. Now, lavender is really good for irritated skin. Frankincense is an anti-inflammatory. They're both antibacterials. And that really took away the soreness. So by the end of the second day, third day, I've got no more spots, the swelling in my throat. I have no symptoms. I kept taking the On Guard. I kept drinking the On Guard for several days to really make sure whatever bacteria is in there gets completely wiped out. But here's the point. I didn't have to go to a doctor. I knew what it was because everybody kind of knows what strep is, what it feels like. Sure, you can be tested for it if you want to pay for it. But I didn't have to sit in a doctor's office. I didn't have to get up, get dressed, go sit in a hospital waiting room or a doctor's office, take that time, sit there with coughing, hacking people, have to shell out money. Even people say, well, I have insurance. Even a copay, I don't have to deal with that. I could stay in the comfort of my own home. I had all the oils there. I had all the remedies. I was comfortable, and I took care of it myself. So there you go. That is why I encourage people to look into essential oils. What are they? Well, for anybody who's not familiar with them, they come from the leaves of the leaves from plants, the flowers, the petals of flowers, the rinds of fruit, the resins of trees, and they're a tiny oil sac. There's a little tiny oil sac on each of these. They're little aromatic compounds. They're molecules. And on each of these plants, this little tiny oil sac has hundreds of these compounds, incredible compounds that have healing properties in them. So you steam distill them down, and you come up with essential oils. They're very, very potent, very concentrated, very powerful. But what they do on the human body is the very same thing that they do on the plant that they are home to. They kill off pathogens, bacteria, viruses, parasites, anything like that. And they work on the human body the same way. And the great thing is, unlike pharmaceuticals, there's no side effects. There are no side effects with these. And they work beautifully, and they work effectively. They kill bacteria, and if anybody doesn't believe that, I have a couple of sites. If they want to go to my blog, I've posted a couple of sites for all those science geeks out there who need to read the research and look it up. Go to the essentialoilwell.blogspot.com, and on that site, I have a couple of research sites. One of them is PubMed, which is a government research site.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's a government research depot, and doctors from all over the world do their research, and they publish it on this site. So you can type in essential oils and bacteria, cancer, anything like that, and you're going to find all kinds of information. As a matter of fact, if you click on that, you're going to see the page that I have brought up. There's over 79,000 pages of or reports of essential oils. Here's one: frankincense essential oil and how it creates cell death in pancreatic cancer. Mm-hmm. And it just goes on and on and on. If you go to another site called aromaticscience.com, you can type in the search, type in, I don't know, clove, oregano, and MRSA, M-R-S-A, or staff. And you're going to find pages and pages and pages of research on how these oils do kill off, they do affect these pathogens. So you can find lots and lots of research on this. It's been around for a long, long time, but there's actually scientific research on it. So I encourage people to look into the essential oils. Study them. There is a book out you can find on Amazon called Modern Essentials, A Contemporary Guide to the Therapeutic Use of Essential Oils, called Modern Essentials. Research. Do what I did. Learn about these oils. Every single oil out there has an antibacterial property to it, but they have crossover purposes. So some of them are anti-inflammatory, they have antiseptic properties, antibacterial, antifungal, antimicrobial, anti-rheumatic, which would be any kind of arthritis, analgesic. Clove is a great analgesic. But they also have emotional effects on the body. So say lavender. Lavender oil is what we call a calming oil. It's very therapeutic for stress or anything like that. I have it diffusing right now. It's a calming oil. I use it when I need to go to sleep, when I feel stressed. But it also has antibacterial properties, and it's fantastic on burns. It has properties in it that retard the degradation of cells when there's a burn. So you scald yourself or you have a sunburn. It is amazing. I can scald myself accidentally, and if I have lavender right there and I put lavender on it right away, the pain stops. The blistering retards. It stops, and it pushes it back, and it regenerates the cells. So learn about the oils. Learn about the properties of the oils, how to apply them. And here's the important thing, and I'm getting back to the first hour with Stuart Rhodes. He really emphasized being prepared. And Dave asked him, well, how much food would somebody need to have, you know, to get through what's coming? He said, what, 2 years? 2 to 3 years?
Yes.
What about, my website, I have food, but I have medicine. Do people think about medicine? If commerce shuts down, if you can't get to the hospital, you can't get to your doctor, you have kids in the house, just yourself. Why not have as many tools in your home to take care of yourself during an emergency, but actually anytime? You can use these oils. I wake up in the morning and I have a little protocol of oils that keep me healthy. They maintain my health. And when I do get affected with something, I have them there to combat whatever I feel is coming on, whether it's an infection or whatever it is, stress, I'm tired, whatever it is. So I have them there. So I encourage people to go to the website, my website, which is familyessentialshop.com. Go there and browse around. There's videos about what oils are, how they affect the human body, how powerful they are, and how there's no side effects. I call it God's medicine. And that's the wonderful thing about it. Pharmaceuticals are synthetic reproductions. Oils are the real thing. God put them here for us. And they actually work on the body more effectively with no long-term or even short-term side effects. So that's pretty much where I wanted to start. One other thing, too.
Well, I have a couple questions.
Sure. I'm kind of going
I know
on
the
a
doTERRA
roll.
People are really instrumental in pushing essential oils. Do they have any clinical research on this where we could do a compare and contrast with treatment effectiveness with anything from mainstream medicine?
You might find that actually the aromaticscience.com is, I don't believe it's a doTERRA site, but I believe it was set up by doctors who are actually using those particular oils. So if you go to aromaticscience.com, you may find that information in there. But I don't know that for a fact. That's a really good question, and I will look into that. But you will find...
Anyone that doesn't try natural remedies as opposed to a lot of modern medicine stuff, I mean, they're not paying attention. I mean, just spend one night watching television, as painful as that thought is. But look at who their biggest advertisers are, Katie. They're all pharmaceuticals. And they get to the end and may cause, and they list off about 20 different symptoms, including death. And I'm thinking, why would anyone in their right mind even think about using a product like that?
Do you know what? I was just reading that it's a huge, is it like 60% of television advertising comes from the pharmaceutical industry? I'm not sure of that number, but I just read that.
I think it was 70, yeah.
70, yes. It's amazing. And, you know, Dave and I were talking last Thursday on the other show about this. Say, for example, you had something like indigestion. So if you take Pepto-Bismol meaning peptic, comes from the Greek, the Latin word, it affects digestion. So you're taking Pepto-Bismol. If you're a regular Pepto-Bismol taker year after year after year, have you ever looked at the ingredients? You've got red dye number 28 and pink dye, yellow dye, this and that. Those colored dyes they're carcinogens. They've been shown to cause cancer. Pepto-Bismol also has aluminum in it. Aluminum is a terrible neurotoxin. It gets into the brain and it causes, over long term, it causes neurological problems, dementia. They've linked it to Alzheimer's. So why not take an oil like peppermint or fennel or ginger? Those have amazing, calming, wonderful effects on indigestion and bloating and gas. They're actually antiparasitic. So if you run into food poisoning, I have had that happen. Took a couple of doses of peppermint and fennel and ginger, and I had within 15 to 20 minutes, I had major relief. So, and we also discussed Thursday, we discussed bug out bags. You know, you can use these oils for everyday use. Use these oils to avoid having to go to the hospital for many, many things. And the more you learn about the oils, the more you'll understand that from infection to cancer, these have an effect on anaerobic cells. Aerobic cells are healthy cells. Anaerobic cells are destructive cells. So frankincense, for example, sandalwood, these are oils that have, and you can find that in the research on PubMed. So if anybody's going to come after me, it's on a government site called PubMed. So pancreatic cancer, bladder cancer, breast cancer, very positive effects from these oils. But say you're putting together a bug out bag. There are oils for insect bites, snake bites. One blend that we have is an insect repellent. Lavender would be great. Lavender and frankincense for burns, infections, poison ivy. And if it is a bug out bag, you'd probably want some de-stressor oils, some calming oils like cedarwood and lavender, frankincense, lang lang. There's, so, you know, if you're actually bugging out and moving, we have oils for sore joints, muscles. Wintergreen is great for bones and muscles, things like that. So you could actually learn this information and put together your own bug out bag. You're going to need an antiseptic. So, you know, what is it? OSHA has a 326 piece, first aid kit. Put together your own with oils. Obviously, you're going to need bandages and sutures and things like that, but put oils in there. There's some incredible oils that are a terrific antiseptic. I mean, any of the citrus oils are great antiseptics. Let's see, we've got I'm looking at my little thing here. Cassia is an antiseptic. Birch. Cinnamon is an antiseptic. Lemon's an antiseptic. So you've got lots of oils, and they're really inexpensive, too. They'll last for a long time, and they last forever. Here's the great thing. They don't go bad. They found frankincense oil, fully potent frankincense oil, in the Egyptian... they were buried with the Egyptian mummies, and it had full potency. So if you keep them, you know, in a cool, dry place, they'll last a long, long time. You could probably put them in your will and pass them down to your family.
That's an interesting thought.
I know. So it's a great thing to think about.
Well, Kenny, let's tell people how they can talk to you, contact you, and get the best advice on what product is best for them.
You bet. You bet. They can contact me. My phone number is 720-630-3111. If they want to look at some of the links, they can go to theessentialoilwell.blogspot.com and look up some of that scientific research. And to browse what the oils, you know, what we have in terms of oils and packages and different things, go to familyessentialshop.com. And I can help you put together a package, send you to the right places to show you where to go to get the book. And actually, I have a special, if you order a certain kit, I'll just send you the book for free. It's about a $35 with shipping. It's about a $35, $40 value. So I love helping people get their own home medicine cabinet organized. So call me and I can do that.
Yeah, that sounds really good. We're coming up on a break, Katie, but I want you to give out your phone number one more time because you skipped over that kind of quick and you got to say it twice.
Okay, you bet. 720-630-3111 and check out the familyessentialshop.com. But like I said, I do have a passion for helping people put these together, and we can do that.
That's true. You helped me when I had the worst case of flu that I've had in 25 years. Yeah, you got me back on my feet pretty quickly. Boy, it was debilitating. But you were right there working with Annie and my wife, and I was surrounded by women who were concerned about my well-being. Every man's dream come true. Anyway, Katie, thanks a lot for the report. She'll be back next week. And up next is Annie DeRiso in the news. Stay tuned. We'll be back after a brief word from our sponsors. Hey, I want to tell everybody about our newest sponsor, Steve Quayle and Renaissance Precious Metals, and they have over 34 years of experience helping our clients in the metal market. Renaissance Precious Metals is your trusted source for buying gold and silver. World-famous author and radio talk show host Steve Quayle has been a leading voice for decades promoting the acquisition of gold and other precious metals, and those who've listened to Steve have benefited greatly in these tough economic times. Precious metals are hedges against inflation, and when the economy collapses, gold and silver will be the universally accepted standard bearers of wealth. For listeners to the Common Sense Show, Steve offers free overnight shipping. And I should remind you that when it comes to precious metals, if you can't touch it, you don't own it. Call Steve tomorrow, 406-586-4842. Again, that number for Steve Quayle is 406-586-4842, and mention that the Common Sense Show sent you his way. We're in the news segment with my favorite newscaster, our news director, Annie DeRiso. And Annie has a lot of really, well, Annie, there's some explosive stuff you got here in the news tonight, and I can't wait to get to it, so I'm just going to be quiet, step aside, and let you take over after this brief reminder. What time are we starting next week? 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. And again, one more reminder, go up and sign up for our newsletter. We'll keep you abreast of all that. We're going to have an announcement every day on the website so we can convert most of our listening audience. Annie, what's new in the news? Hello, Annie.
You know, my mute button does work.
Oh, yeah, you do. Oh, I thought I was the one that was disconnected, okay? Yeah,
no,
it's okay.
Just me being me.
Okay, Annie.
Well, Dave, What do you think would happen if fans were told there was not going to be any national anthem sung before an NCAA regionals game at Louisiana Lafayette?
Are you asking me that question? Are you asking me what I would do?
Well, just hang on there.
Okay.
You know, it's what it was. The reason it was being canceled is because they said there were time constraints. So needless to say, this didn't go over too well with the fans. So they started up kind of slow at first, and they sang it anyway at the top of their lungs. The team stopped their field warm-up, and they all joined in. So don't mess with Mother Nature and the American flag is what I'm having to say tonight. You know, and I would like to say, too, about Katie's oils. These oils have been used for thousands of years, and it's Mother Nature for the human body. And, okay, that's my
Well, don't, no, you don't get out of this that easy. I got to say something here, okay? I'm an ex-college basketball coach. This is near and dear to my heart. Louisiana Lafayette is to be congratulated because they're a mid-major university that made the dance in the NCAA tournament with the big boys, which is an accomplishment into itself. But God bless you people down there for not acquiescing to this nonsense. And, you know, I don't know that it was so much anti-American, Annie, is that if another game ran over prior to that game on that massive day when they start the tournament, I could see how they'd say we got to cut something to stay on time. But it can't be the national anthem. And God bless those people for doing that. And I wanted to give a special shout out to Louisiana Lafayette University, and we'll be rooting for you next year. Annie, what's next?
Well, I have to say something on that too, Dave. If the game had have been in overtime, what would have happened? More time. So that was a very lame excuse.
Well, if it was broadcast on Fox News, they would have probably forced the crowd to sing God Save the Queen. Do I need to go any further? And Jimmy Savile would have led the chorus. Okay, enough of that.
Well, over in Israel, if there's no vaccines, there's no child support. I mean, it's not a blanket ruling for all of the children over there. It's just for the ones that are, you know, poor. And but it's now mandated that all welfare children in Israel, they've got to get their vaccinations. And if they don't, then they or their parents don't get any money for child care. And again, who's getting hurt here? The children of the poor, those with poor food, health, living conditions, and those with the lowest immune system to start with. They're the ones that are hardest hit. And so then you go pump them up with all of these toxic mercuries in these vaccinations, you know, the child is already compromised because they have a low immune system.
This has Bill Gates' signature all over it.
The allowances per month, they did raise those. But if the child's not vaccinated, no shot, no welfare. Yeah, Gates.
It's Bill Gates.
Yep.
There's no question.
Yep.
He's on the record of saying he wants to vaccinate everybody for Ebola. Really? Everybody. He wants to vaccinate everybody for AIDS. I didn't know there was such a vaccine. Didn't know there was any clinical efficacy for the use of this. And then, of course, he wants every child in the third world and the first world and the second world and even those on other worlds. He wants them all vaccinated. This is craziness. In fact, Annie, I'm sure you saw the horrible report out of Mexico where they were giving 44 vaccinations to children in Chiapas, southern territory in Mexico.
Yes.
And would they have two deaths and a bunch of other kids had to go to the hospital over this?
And they had, I think it was England where Gardasil, Spain, somewhere in Europe, where the Gardasil vaccinations were killing the girls pretty bad, too.
Oh, yeah, I know. Gardasil. Gardasil against Gardasil. My son's ex-pediatrician tried to sell us on vaccinating him with Gardasil. A male.
He's a male.
When he was 11, when, yeah. when, when my son was 11 years old. This is how insane this has become. And they're moving to make it mandatory in California. And, you know, California is kind of a bellwether state, and we're going to see this all across the country. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Are we going to acquiesce, bend over for these people so they can harm our children while they continue to make major bank? Or are we going to stand up and say, no, we're not going along with you? Annie, we talk about this a lot. Do you not agree with me that 30 years ago, with these mandatory vaccination laws that are coming, that people would have been in the street? Cars would have been overturned?
You got to homeschool your kids.
Yeah, that's kind of what it's getting to.
Because it's going to be,
they're going to be like Germany. You know, Germany's outlawed homeschooling. You know, we got to make sure that the people are propagandizing the kids to accept the lower standard of living that I was quoted for saying in the Southern Poverty Law Center. Of course, you listen to those people, you'll end up in poverty. And it's crazy. This whole thing is nuts. And what people don't realize, and I just say this off the top, but I want to get right back to the news. We're not fighting singular issues here. If you're just listening to this show, you've only heard us one, two, or three times. This isn't about winning a battle against Jade Helm only, or winning a battle against mandatory vaccines only. This is a battle against a philosophy. And ultimately, as ex-NSA agent Vance Davis has told Annie and I many times, this is a battle against good and evil. These are lifestyle collisions here going on, and these people are not going to give up. The people that are behind this are committed. They're committed in many cases more fervently than many people are on the other side against fighting against it. And we've got our hands full, folks. We really do. This is why the Common Sense Show's in business, because if this country was being run the way that it's supposed to, according to its constitutional principles, there wouldn't be any need for the Common Sense Show to be coming on here talking about gardening. Annie, back to you.
Well, very well said, Dave. I congratulate you there. You have a good understanding and grasp of what's going on in the world. Well, I didn't know you and Monica, you know, were going to talk about the latter part of the show, you know, and what was going on with CPS and things like that. So I have a story that goes along with that and didn't even know. But one of the news items is that CPS is kidnapping children for Big Pharma drug trial experiments. And they've been doing it since 1994. There was a federal mandate called the Pediatric Research Equity Act. I like that. Equity Act. Mm-hmm. That children must be included in drug trial research. So what does Big Pharma do? They offer money and all these other rewards. And where do most of these kids come from? Well, it's Child Protective Services to the rescue, of course. And parents are supposed to have, just like Monica was saying, parents are supposed to have the right to consent or not to consent, but this law doesn't apply to CPS. They don't even have to have a court order to do it, to turn these kids over to be experimented on. I mean, the drug companies don't see anything wrong with the arrangement because they get the kids regardless. And how many stories have we heard about where these kids are taken away from the parents, just like y'all were talking tonight, because they disagree with treatment or even just asking for a second opinion, you can lose your kids. And the child doesn't even have to have an illness. They can be a normal, healthy child, and they also get targeted and put into these experimental trials, you know, just like guinea pigs, because you've got to have your baseline, so they use the normal kids for that. And because some of these cases are involved in state juvenile or family courts, it's not civil courts. The records are sealed and kept secret, supposedly to protect the children. So in essence, CPS collects federal funds for trafficking children, seals the files, and you never know what was done to them.
Yeah, all under the guise of child welfare and child privacy laws. It just never ends here. The tyranny You know, HHS came out with a document, and it's no longer available publicly. And I ran this in September of 2013. Yeah, I think it was 2013. And they scrubbed it about 3 months after I had it on. I was on Caravan to Midnight talking about this all across the net. And it was an HHS document that was put together by a United Nations think tank group. And what it effectively did is it put all 50 CPS agencies under the control of Health and Human Services. At that time, it was headed by Kathleen Sebelius. She's now since departed. But in this, in these regulations here, they had all the reasons that they could come into your home and take your kids. And Monica and I talked about this in the last hour, that this could happen to anybody. And I know human nature. Some people are going to, not meaning any disrespect to us, but they're going to roll their eyes. Come on, Dave, this doesn't apply to me. Well, only if you have no kids or grandkids or nephews and nieces and cousins, this does apply to you. They can come and snatch your kid now under these HHS regulations for what they call isolation neglect. So if I say, Billy, you've misbehaved now. It's time to go to your room, and you're going to spend the rest of the afternoon in there cleaning up your room, thinking about what you did wrong. They call that isolation neglect. I'm not joking. If you tell your child that they can't play with their friends for a couple days because they came in too late or they did something else wrong, it's the same thing. If you have beer in the home, if you have a handgun in the home, they can use that as a provocation to come in and look for other things under the guise of a welfare check. That's why when Monica said, if they come to your door, don't let them in without a warrant. If the cop doesn't have a warrant, you show the kid is fine, make them kick in the door. Make them kick it in before you let them in. Because once you let them in, that kid is probably leaving. You got about a 95% chance of having your kid stolen. And this happened to two former neighbors of ours, Annie, when we used to live in the city, to Jeff and Sue. And Jeff and Sue were really wonderful foster parents. They couldn't have kids of their own, so they went out and they were raising foster children. And just great kids. Well, some neighbor allegedly, and I say allegedly in quotes, turned them in for letting their kids play outside at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, I lived next to these people for years. We're still friends with them. They're not those kind of parents. They maintain proper supervision over their kids. So CPS showed up. Their house was immaculate. The kids were well treated. They were doing well in school. And the CPS report said, well, you know, we really can't find anything wrong, but you still have to take our parenting class $400 later. And this is what they're after. They're after anything that will put money in their agency's pocket. They work off quota systems. They fund much of their budgets through these child-snatching schemes or getting you in the clutches of their programs. You know, a couple more things, Annie, about that HHS report. If your child missed more than 5 days of school in a month, you know, what if they had pneumonia or a serious case of strep throat and they were hospitalized? 5 days, that's a trigger. HHS, hey, CPS, got this report here. Go pick up this kid. And they call that education neglect. If a child has low grades, they can come get your kid. They don't even specify in that document. I asked myself, what's a low grade? In the Hodges household, that would be a C. In some households, it's a D. But what is it to the HHS people and their CPS minions? Who knows? It's whatever they want it to be at the moment they want it to be that. And this is exactly what we're facing here as parents, Annie. And so we look at things like these accusations of the big pharma drug trial experiments. Folks, they're real. This is a really a moving target. It's been hard for me to get a handle on this as a researcher. You know, we discussed it a little bit with the Melissa Deagle case here in Arizona with Monica when she was on. But it's difficult to get traction on this because it's so well hidden. Does it exist? Yeah, it exists. And none of us who have kids, grandkids, cousins, nephews, and nieces, none of us are immune to this kind of tyranny. Annie?
Well, Dave, I don't know about you, but when I go to the grocery store and I'm in the checkout line, Do you ever go to the grocery store? I doubt it, right?
No, no. No. Fortunately, no one in my family wants me to go to the grocery store.
Okay? Oh, I get it.
Yeah,
okay.
So
you're going to love this next story.
Yeah, so, you know, that falls to my lovely wife. You know, I don't manage the money. She used to run a $60 million corporation, so she does. I don't do the grocery shopping, so no, I don't. But there are plenty of people out there that do. So tell us about the story.
I look in the cart, you know, to see what they're buying out of curiosity more than anything else, you know. And back when I was in Phoenix, it's not so much here, but you know, I look to see if they're on food stamps. And then I would look to see what they were buying with those food stamps. And there was a report that came out this week that 40% of Americans on food stamps are obese. This new study was from the Department of Agriculture, and it's reported that if you're on food stamps, you're probably overweight or even obese. And it's no better for the kids. I mean, 14% of the children are overweight, and 24% are obese. Those on food stamps routinely, you know, look in the cart and they go, I've got all this less healthy food, all these processed foods, you know, and they buy all these high caloric fatty foods, sodas, and not much in the way of fruits and veggies. They don't ever get anything raw. They don't even get fruits and veggies. You know, it's in a can with all the chemicals that go along with that, but you know, no work, no exercise, and eat fatty foods. You're going to get fat. I mean, I could have told them that without a federally funded taxpayer survey.
You know, we got one out of six people in this country that are on some form of food stamp program. What is it, in your opinion, about the food stamps that links these people to eating so unhealthy? I mean, what's the correlation?
It's cheaper. And it's got lots of salt in it. It's got a lot of flavor enhancers that trick the dopamine and the serotonin in your brain. You know, just the same triggers, key points that drugs do. You know, anything that tastes good makes your brain feel good. You know,
yeah, I
and
get
so
that.
They've
I know,
got all
I know
these
they do that with potato
things.
Chips. They do that with potato
yeah.
chips and diet
Popcorn.
Sodas. Yeah, I'm aware of that. But so what you're saying is, because food stamps, they're really not that much money. And so these people have limited budgets, and so the crappy food, the high caloric fatty foods and sodas and processed sugars, they're cheaper than buying healthier food. Is that what you're telling us?
Yeah, it is cheaper.
Okay, so you can tell I don't do the grocery shopping.
But, you know, they still can manage to have their phones and their kick back and never work and drive new cars. And, you know, we all see those stories too. I'm not saying everybody's like that, you know, but needs to be cleaned up.
Well, if they have
really
a
cleaned up.
Yeah. I wrote an article about that a couple of years ago that, it doesn't really pay to go to work if you're at minimum wage, because if you go on welfare and do a little bit under the table, you're making a lot more money. You get free medical from Access. You get the food stamps, you get the housing subsidies going. You're really in good shape. I mean, you look at people that are on minimum wage, they can't afford their health care. And go on Obamacare. Hello, Obamacare? Oh, yes. We need an affordable way to take care of the 50 million people that can't afford insurance. Remember that campaign promise?
Oh,
and, you know,
and
the truth
those
is,
fees
you know
are going to double.
You know,
Obamacare fees are going to double. Yeah.
If I had to go on Obamacare today with my family, we'd pay almost three times more for health care.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it just, I understand, you know, what we're saying. It's crazy. Anyway, we got a really important story on Homeland Security.
Okay.
I want to make sure we get to it.
Yeah, Homeland Security is paying the police to set up DUI checkpoints. I mean, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. They report that drunk driving has really fallen by 30% since 07. So if drunk driving is down, why is there an increase in illegal no refusal blood draw checkpoints all across the country? I mean, it's conditioning to get us to accept the abolishment of the Fourth Amendment to the Bill of Rights that prohibits unreasonable searches and seizures that require any warrant to be judicially sanctioned and supported by probable cause. I mean, the DHS is giving out millions in our taxpayer grant money, you know, to set up these checkpoints, and they're giving them the kits to do it with. And but I think all they really want is to have an excuse to get a good look at us, look inside of our car, you know, see if you've got any money that they can get as an offering to their civil forfeiture piggy bank. I mean, the Connecticut police, listen to this, they will get paid 75% overtime to do it in Connecticut. And then Florida, Philadelphia, California, South Carolina. I mean, this is just some of the states. And last year, Utah introduced a bill. Oh, this just gets crazy. They have breathalyzers put in every bar and bill customers $2. And the DHS also wants to put breathalyzers in every vehicle to make automakers put DUI interlock devices in every car and have everyone wear a portable alcohol biosensor. I mean, you know, don't get me wrong, no one should drive drunk. But where is all this heading? Where?
Well, yeah, I think your instincts are good. And this is about the obliteration of the Fourth Amendment. I mean, the TSA was really the first major step. And these roadblocks are illegal. So are the Border Patrol checkpoints. I mean, we leave the borders open, but we stop people going east-west on Highway 10. Let me say this again. Coming into the United States across the border is a north-south trek. Yet on I-10, headed from Phoenix to San Diego, they have these little portable Border Patrol checkpoints. And they make you stop and ask you all kinds of questions that you do not have to answer. But they'll harass the living hell out of you if you do. Assert your constitutional right not to answer. It's crazy. And this is an east-west thoroughfare, Interstate 10, between Phoenix and San Diego. It's absolute craziness, Annie. It is. And it's just, it's something that I said this the other day when I was being interviewed. I think it was by Sheila Zielinski. And I said, you know, First Amendment's gone because we got the free speech zones at political events where no one will see you or hear you. Obama's working desperately on the Second Amendment, and we go into martial law under Jade Helm. That's when you're going to lose your guns. Of course, the quartering, no quartering act, people say, oh, it doesn't apply. That was Revolutionary War stuff. Read the FEMA regulations on what they can do with your property in times of national emergency. That goes way beyond the quartering act. Then you've got the Fourth Amendment, as we talked about here, that's gone. And then you've got the NDAA, which is the illegal, unwarranted, unjustified snatching of Americans off the street for indefinite detention without due process of law. Well, that's Fifth Amendment's gone. And so you go right down to cruel and unusual punishment, the fact that you got the federal government dictating, you know, state authority, mandated powers. So that's a Tenth Amendment violation. I'd say pretty much, Annie, the Constitution is dead and buried. Wouldn't you?
Who was it? Bush that said it's nothing but a GD piece of paper?
Yes.
Wasn't that Bush?
Yeah. Yeah, one of the great intellectuals to ever serve at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. This, you know, when we go through the news, I think of all the segments of our show, the one that raises my blood pressure the most is when you come on the air, Annie.
Oops, sorry about that.
If I die because of hypertension, it's going to be because this news segment is a primary contributor to that fact.
No, we'll get some of Katie's essential oils and keep you well.
Well, let me again mention before we leave tonight, we have been broadcasting at our present time since December of 2008. So over 6.5 years. And we apologize to anybody if changing our time is disruptive to your schedule. We will have archives available, of course. But we just felt it was in the better interest of our audience, and we were reacting to popular demand to change our broadcast time. And we hope that you'll change right along with us, because we're going to be the same show. We're going to bring you great guests like Stuart Rhodes tonight, great human interest stories like Monica Wazlowski. We're also going to be bringing you stories of national interest, like next week when we host Doug Hagman. Excuse me, in the following week when we host Steve Quayle. Two individuals who have their finger on the pulse of what's happening, not just in our nation, but across the planet. So we're still going to bring you the very best stories that we possibly can. We're just going to do it 2 hours earlier. And so we would hope that our loyal following will continue, and we think this is a great opportunity for us to grow our numbers, because as I indicated with Stuart Rhodes when he was on in the first hour, I think that organizations, great organizations like the Oath Keepers, who have the ability to touch the hearts of people serving in the military, I just think that this is invaluable. We can get the word out here by growing our audience. And a special shout-out tonight on this Memorial Day weekend to our brave men and women in uniform. No one paid me to say that. I'm sure some of you have seen that DHS and the administration were paying money to various stations and networks to honor veterans at sporting events, not just today, but throughout the times that they've been doing this. A lot of people didn't know that. Well, no one's paying me to say this. I grew up as a Navy brat, and I'm really proud of that fact, and I'm proud of the service that my father offered to this country. And to all you veterans listening out there, and to all you people on active duty and their families, you have my undying appreciation. I may not agree with the mission you're always assigned to, but I have the utmost love and respect for the people that serve in uniform. And on that note, I tip my hat to everybody who has the courage to do what only some of us have the courage to talk about. And you people are the true heroes of America. And I do believe that most of you, when it's time, will do the right thing. If Jade Helm goes live, I know a great many people in uniform that are going to honor their oath and defend the American citizens in this country. Anyway, make sure you join us next week when our special guest will be Doug Hagman. And Doug's promised me a lot of things are breaking loose this week, and he's going to have a lot of important revelations, so you're going to want to tune in and listen. We wish all of you a great week. Enjoy your day off tomorrow, if that's so your fortune. And please join us again next week at 8 p.m. Eastern. Have a great week, everybody. God bless.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.